Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldai, and today we're Masechus Ksubas, Daf Yud, the first parak Basul and Nisays. The Zichru Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a braisa. Rabbi Meshim Gamliel said, Ksubas Isha Mina Torah, the Ksuba of a woman comes from the Torah. The Gemara questions whether he holds this, for it was taught in another braisa. When the Pasuk states regarding one who seduces a Na'ara, Kesev Yishkol Kamoha Basulos, he shall pay her silver shkalim in the amount of the settlement that is made to the basulos, it teaches Shezek Moha Basulos, Umoha Basulos Kazet, that the fine paid by the seducer should be like the settlement made to the basulos in the case of one who violates a Na'ara. And the settlement to the basulos stated in the case of the violator should be like the fine by the seducer. Mikan Samchu Chachamim Ksubas Ishim in the Torah. From here, the Chachamim found support for saying the Ksuba of a woman is from the Torah. Rashi explains that it's learned from calling the fine a mohar, which is associated to gifts and financial arrangements made at the time of marriage. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the ksuba is midevrei sofrim. It's only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara suggests reversing the opinion so that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds the first view. Alternatively, it answers that the whole braisa was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It was chasrei michsura, missing words, and he was saying the ksuba for an almana is a derabbanan. Pointing to the Gemara brings several incidents where claims were brought when the chasan did not find dam. There was a chasan who came before Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe and said, Rebbe ba'alti b'masasi dam. My Rebbe, I had relations but did not find blood. But the kala said, adayim basula ani. I'm still a basula. He had them bring two shifchas, one a basula and the other one not, and seated them on the opening of a wine barrel. The breath of the non-basula was fragrant and the breath of the basula was not. Rashi explains that the fragrance of the wine had come through the opening of the non-basula. He then seated the kala on the wine barrel, and her breath was not fragrant, proving she was a basua. Rabbi Gamliel said to the chasan, Lech zechei b'mikacha, go and collect your acquisition. The Gemara asked why Rabbi Gamliel did not test the kala in the first place, and answered that he had heard about such a test, but never tried it himself. He wasn't sure he was expert enough to perform the test, and it's not proper to be mezalzel, meaning to demean, b'nos Yisrael, by testing it on them. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Basua ksubasa masayim v'almana mana. The ksuba of a basua is 200 zuz, and that of an almana is a mana, which is 100 zuz. A basua who is an almana, grusha or chalutza from Arison, her ksuba, when she remarries, is 200 zuz, v'yesha and tainas basulim, and a claim of basulim can be made against them. The Gemara asks, what is the origin of the word almana? And Rav Chana of Baghdad said, almana ashem mana. She's called an almana because she receives a mana. When the Gemara asks how this applies to an almana from Arison who gets 200 zuz, it answers that since a widow from Nisun is called an almana, so too one from Arison is called an almana. When the Gemara then asks how the Torah could use the word almana when the ksuba did not exist then, it answers, Dasidim Rabbanan de Mesaknig Leimana, because the Rabbanan in the future were destined to institute almana for her. We see the Torah write something based on the future, such as referring to the third river from Gan Eden that flows from east of Ashur, even though Ashur did not exist at that point. So once again, the three points are number one, it was taught in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Ksubas Isha Mina Torah, the ksuba of a woman comes from the Torah. The Gemara questions whether he holds this, for it was taught in another braisa. When the Pasuk states regarding one who seduces a Na'ara, Kesev Yishkol Kamoha Basulos, he shall pay her silver shkalim in the amount of the settlement that is made to the basulos, it teaches Shezek Kamoha Basulos, Umoha Basulos Kazet, that the fine paid by the seducer should be like the settlement made to the basulos in the case of one who violates a Na'ara. And the settlement to the basulos stated in the case of the violator should be like the fine by the seducer. Mikan Samchu Chachamim Ksubas Ishim in the Torah. From here, the Chachamim found support for saying the Ksuba of a woman is from the Torah. Rashi explains that it's learned from calling the fine a mohar, which is associated to gifts and financial arrangements made at the time of marriage. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the ksuba is midevrei sofrim. It's only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara suggests reversing the opinion so that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds the first view. Alternatively, it answers that the whole braisa was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It was chasrei michsura, missing words, and he was saying the ksuba for an almana is a derabbanan. Pointing to the Gemara brings several incidents where claims were brought when the chasan did not find dam. There was a chasan who came before Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe and said, Rebbe ba'alti b'masasi dam. My Rebbe, I had relations but did not find blood. But the kala said, adayim basula ani. I'm still a basula. He had them bring two shifchas, one a basula and the other one not, and seated them on the opening of a wine barrel. The breath of the non-basula was fragrant and the breath of the basula was not. Rashi explains that the fragrance of the wine had come through the opening of the non-basula. He then seated the kala on the wine barrel, and her breath was not fragrant, proving she was a basua. Rabbi Gamliel said to the chasan, Lech zechei b'mikacha, go and collect your acquisition. The Gemara asked why Rabbi Gamliel did not test the kala in the first place, and answered that he had heard about such a test, but never tried it himself. He wasn't sure he was expert enough to perform the test, and it's not proper to be mezalzel, meaning to demean, b'nos Yisrael, by testing it on them. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Basul Ksuba Sam Masayim V'Almana Mana. The Ksuba of a Basul is 200 zuz, and that of an Almana is a Mana, which is 100 zuz. A Basul who is an Almana, Grusha or Chalutza from Erison, her Ksuba, when she remarries, is 200 zuz, V'yesha and Tainas Basulim, and a claim of Basulim can be made against them. The Gemara asks, what is the origin of the word Almana? And Rav Chana of Baghdad said, Almana Ashem Mana. She's called an Almana because she receives a Mana. When the Gemara asks how this applies to an almana from Erison who gets 200 zuz, it answers that since a widow from Nisun is called an almana, so too one from Erison is called an almana. When the Gemara then asks how the Torah could use the word almana when the kesubah did not exist then, it answers, Dasidim Rabbanan de Masakne Gleimana, because the Rabbanan in the future were destined to institute almana for her. We see the Torah write something based on the future, such as referring to the third river from Gan Eden that flows from east of Ashur, even though Ashur did not exist at that point. Alright, so now we go to our Simur Daf Yud, and our standard Simon is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua that was a deraisa. Wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which had a ksuba for an almana and a mana taped to it. Once again, it's a motion. The minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua that was a deraisa, which reminds us, according to one approach in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basua is a deraisa, learned from Kesev Yishkol Kamohar Basuos, but a ksuba for an almana is a derabanan. So the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua that was a deraisa. Wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which reminds us Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe performed the wine barrel test to determine if a kal was a basua. He first tested it on shivchas because he was an expert in it, and lav orach ara lezalzuli b'venos Yisrael, and it's not proper to be mezalzel, to demean the venos Yisrael by testing it on them. So the minion of Yidden came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua. That was a daraisa. Wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which had a ksuba for an almana and a mana taped to it, which reminds us, a widow is called an almana because she receives almana. When the Gemara then asks how the Torah could use the word almana when the ksuba didn't exist then, it answers, Dasim Rabbanan Masakni Almana, because the Rabbanan in the future were destined to institute almana for her. We see the Torah write something based on the future, such as referring to the third river from Gan Eden that flows east of Ashur, even though Ashur did not exist at that point. So once again, the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua that was a daraisa, wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which had a ksuba for an almana and a mana taped to it. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah bat chazara. Da'vav, so the simur da'vav is a sword. So here goes. The rub waving his sword of destruction, sword, that must mean we're on da'vav. The Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position, that one can have relations with a basua on Shabbos, since the chasin is makalkel, which reminds us, the Gemara in Hey Amud Beis asks, Mahu libo b'tchil b'Shabbos, what's the halacha regarding having relations for the first time on Shabbos with a basua? And the Gemara concludes that according to the view that Rav permits it, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Dabar Shem Miskaven Aser, an unintended act is Aser, yet he permitted having relations with the basua on Shabbos, for whether one holds Damib Kadpaki, the blood is stored in the body, or Damachabir Mechaber, the blood is the result of a wound, Rav permitted because it's Mekalkel, he's acting destructively. And Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Dabar Shem Miskaven is Mutter when it's destructive. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position, that one can have relations with the basua on Shabbos, since Ochazin is Mekalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance despite dislodging pebbles, which reminds us, Rav Chista challenged Shmuel's opinion that was stayed in the Beis Midrash of Rav, that having relations for the first time on Shabbos is forbidden, from a Mishnah in Nida, which stated that regarding a tinokas, if her time to reach the age of menstruation has arrived, but she has not yet had her period, and she gets married, Beis Hillel say, we give her until Motzei Shabbos for a total of 4 nights, which seems to imply that if he did not yet successfully have relations with her, he may have relations with her on Shabbos. Rav's second answer is that the Mishnah is referring to when he already had relations on the first night, and the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is coming to teach it's mutter to have relations on Shabbos, even though some bleeding might result. The Shmuel said, "Pirsut the chukam mutter lakanas b'Shabbos. It's permitted to enter a tight opening on Shabbos, even though it causes pebbles to fall." Shmuel follows Rabbi Shimon's opinion that Dabar Shem Miskaven is mutter, an unintentional act is mutter. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position, that one can have relations with the basua on Shabbos, since Ochasin is makalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance despite dislodging pebbles. To inform Ochasin he's patur from Krishma, even on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef challenged Shmuel's opinion that it's forbidden to have relations for the first time on Shabbos from the Mishnah and Brachos that stated, Chasun patim mekriyashma laila harishon ad motzi Shabbos. A chasun is marrying a basula is patim from kriyashma from the first night of marriage until motzi Shabbos, if he didn't do the act of having relations. Now this implies that this exemption applies even on Friday night based on the fact he's preoccupied because he wants to have relations with her and is not sure whether his bia will be successful. We see from here that one may have relations for the first time with the basula on Shabbos. Abai's defense that he's not permitted to have relations, and the reason for the exemption is Mishum Tirda, that he's preoccupied with his previous failure to have completed the act on previous nights, is refuted. Dav Zayin, so the Simra Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The 10 minute of the chasna of the Almana and Alman, who are waiting to do a 7 gun salute, that must be on Dav Zayin, gun. The 10 minute of the chasna of the Almana and Alman, who are waiting to do a 7 gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas, which reminds us, we learned from Boaz and Rus, that Sheva Brachas are recited when an Alman marries an Almana. And then when Rav Huna said that when an Almana marries an Alman, she does not require Sheva Brachas, he meant, Eina Tuna Bracha Kol Shiva, Avo Yom Echa Tuna Bracha. She does not require Sheva Brachas for all 7 days, but she does require Sheva Brachas for the first day. So the 10 minute of the chasna of the Almana and Alman, we're waiting to do a 7 gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachos. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, which reminds us, the Gemara gives a text for Birchas Erison and teaches that there's a Malchokas on how to conclude the Bracha, whether to end with V'hitulana us in Nesuos all Yedei Chupa V'Kedushin and permit us to those women who are Nesuos through Chupa and Kedushin and not with a concluding Bracha since it's like a Bracha on fruit or a mitzvah, or to end it with the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael, Aydei Chupa V'Kedushin, who sanctifies Yisrael through Chupa and Kedushin, since the bracha speaks of Kedusha. So, the 10 men of the Chasam, the Almana and Alman, were waiting to do a 7 gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, were invited to come be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachas afterwards, and shoot some more. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Brais Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Basar Kol Shiva, we recite Sheva Brachas in the presence of 10 men all 7 days. Rav Yudah said, "V'ushabau panim chadashos." This is provided that new faces come to the meal. Rashi defines panim chadashos as those who were not there the previous day. Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is a challah. So here goes. The Sheva Brachas challah, that must be more Dav Ches. The Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the Brachas written out with poppy seeds, which reminds us, the Gemara lists the text of the Sheva Brachas and relates that besides the Bracha of Berei Pirakaf and Levi only recited 5 Brachas, including the 3rd Bracha of Asher Yitzar Adam Betzalmo, who formed man in his image, but leaving out the 2nd Bracha of Yotzar Adam, who formed the man, but Rav Asi recited all 6. Rav Asi holds Basa Machshava Azlin, and we follow Hashem's plan, which was to make a separate male and female in a separate act of creation. Therefore, 2 brachas are necessary. Levi holds Basar Maisa Azlin. We follow Hashem's action in which he created a single entity. Therefore, only 1 bracha is necessary. So the Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman, joined as one with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman, who spoke words of comfort. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish instructed his meturgeman to speak words of comfort several times. And regarding the mourners, he said, Rabim Shasu Rabim Yishtu, many drunk from the cup of death, and many will drink. Like the drink of the early generations, so is the drink of the later generations. Abai said, one should not say, many will drink, nor mention the drink of later generations. For Rabbi Shimon Lakish taught, Lo'om al yiftach adam pivah satan, one should never open one's mouth to satan. So the Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman, who spoke words of comfort, and instructed the mourners to eat it along with 10 cups of wine. Which reminds us, Ula said, and some say it was taught in a Braisa, Asara Kosos Tikna Chachamim Beisa Eva. The Chachamim instituted 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. Rashi explains that it's fitting to give a mourner a lot to drink, as the Pasuk states, Tunu Shecher Le'ovid V'yan Lamari Nafesh. Give strong drink to one who's destroyed, and wine to those with a bitter soul. 3 cups were given before the meal, 3 during the meal, and 4 were given after the meal, each one upon the conclusion of one of the 4 brachos of Birchas Hamazon. 4 more cups were instituted, the last for Rabbi Gamliel, because he provoked the change to burial to be only in plain linen garments. But after the Chachamim saw people were getting drunk, they went back to only 10. Dav Tes, so the Simur Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. At the Pesach Pesuach Tea House, that must be around Dav Tes, teapot. At the Pesach Pesuch tea house, where kalos who became forbidden to the chassans came for tea, which reminds Rav Elazar said, "Omer Pesach Pesuch Masasi Neman Loshalov." If the chassan said, "I found an open entrance," suggesting that she's already in relations with someone else, he's believed to make her forbidden to him. Even though this claim cannot be verified, he is believed, as it applies to himself, to make her into something that's forbidden to him. He's not believed to the extent that it would make her lose her ksuba. So, at the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where kalos who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war. Which reminds the Gemara asks, why was Batsheva permitted to daven given there are many witnesses? And the Gemara gives two answers. One, it was done by Ones, or secondly, Uriah gave her a get before going to war. The get was given conditionally to take effect from the time of writing if the husband were to die in battle. Uriah died on the battlefield, and therefore Batsheva was permitted to daven. So at the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where kalos who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war, to a sad friend who lost her ksuba because her chassan, who went to the effort of preparing the seuda, was believed. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the Emes Shmuel, Omer Pesach Pesuach Masasi Neaman L'Hafsida Ksuba Sal. When they were asked, what did the Chachamim achieve by instituting a ksuba, if the husband could easily free himself of it with this claim, Rav answered that Chazaka Ein Adam Tarech Masuda V'Masida. It's Chazaka, man will not put all this effort into preparing the suda and then waste it. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which death we learn that a person who had relations with the Basua can continue to do so on Shabbos, since it's like a pirza dechuka, a tight opening, which one can enter on Shabbos despite dislodging pebbles? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 2. Which death we learn that one reason Batsheva was not forbidden to daven milk is that Uriah gave her a get al tanai when he went to war? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn? Rabban Gamliel Bar Rebbe did a wine barrel test to determine if a kala was a basula. That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you have a question regarding how many Sheva Brachos are recited based on whether we go after Hashem's Machshava or what he actually did at the time of creation of Adam and Chava? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that Sheva Brachos are recited all 7 nights in the presence of 10 men, provided that there are panim chadashos? That's on Daf Zayim. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that a basua has relations Wednesday night because of the bracha for dogim, and an almana on Thursday night because of the bracha for adam? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn that Rebbe Elazar holds that a chosman who says Pesach Basuch Masasi is believed to make the call forbidden to him, but not to lose her ksuba? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 8. Which of the one the Mishmin Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basula is a deraisa, learned from Kesef Yishkol Kamohar HaBasulos, and the ksuba for an almana is a derabanan? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 9. Which of the learned from the Maisa of the Maturgman providing comfort, al tiftach peh with Satan? That's on Daf Ches. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn there was a minhag to give 10 cups of wine to our mourner and then 4 more, one of them being as a kavod to Rabban Gamliel? That's on Daf Ches. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.